With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump delivered an unusual speech at the 74th Annual National Prayer Breakfast. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The president spoke at the annual gathering of political and religious leaders.
You know, I've done more for religion than any other president.
During his speech, Donald Trump questioned how a person of faith can be a Democrat. He cursed several times and called one Republican lawmaker a moron. He concluded by listing his administration's religion-related accomplishments and discussing the importance of prayer.
Quite simply, prayer is America's superpower.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
American brokered talks between Russian and Ukrainian officials being held in Abu Dhabi for a second day. It's all aimed toward ending the war that's now nearly 4 years old. More on that from Karen Chambis.
The discussions come amid increased Russian attacks on Ukraine's power grid and after a rise in civilian casualties. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky urged for an end to the war and emphasized the need for security guarantees to prevent future Russian attacks. U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and President Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner, as well as NATO Commander General Alexis Grinkovich, are at the talks. Fighting continues alongside the talks with Russia targeting Ukraine's electricity network. Almost 15,000 Ukrainian civilians have been killed since the start of the war.
That is Karen Chambis. New York and New Jersey suing the administration over Gateway Tunnel funding. On Wall Street right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is struggling, along with the other major indexes. It is up by 482 points at this hour. The NASDAQ up by 204, and the S&P 500 also down, not quite as much, off by about 63 points. This is SRN News. A leading medical organization takes a stand against transgenderism.
The American Society of Plastic Surgeons has released new guidelines urging doctors not to perform sex change operations on children. The ASPS is the largest medical group in the country to reject transgender surgeries, and it's a bold step. Plastic surgeons are the doctors most likely to perform the procedures, and it makes them a lot of money. The American Medical Association has responded to the ASPS statement by taking a neutral stance. Michael Harrington reporting.
Michelangelo's The Last Judgment is undergoing its first major restoration in three decades. The imposing fresco of heaven and hell dominates the Sistine Chapel, which will remain open to visitors during the three-month-long cleaning process. The Vatican Museums says the scaffolding will partially obstruct the view of the fresco while the work is underway. Cleaning crews will remove microparticle buildup on the plaster from so many people visiting every day. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomason with a midday Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street drifted lower before the opening bell, while some tech sell-offs continued and Bitcoin sank to its lowest price in 15 months. Google parent company Alphabet lost 3% overnight after posting a 30% jump in fourth quarter profits from a year ago, but said it expects to continue to spend big on artificial intelligence projects. Bitcoin tumbled almost 5%. Cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin have dropped after Treasury Secretary Bessent, answering questions from members of the House Financial Services Committee, said that he did not have the authority to order banks to buy such assets. Shares of chipmaker Qualcomm sank close to 12% after it beat Wall Street's first quarter sales and profit forecast, but it said an industry-wide shortage of memory would cut into its second quarter results. I'm Rich Thomason.
More on these stories at SRNews.com.